Welcome to the Succulents Network podcast. Today, we're going to talk about how you can grow and care for your stadium plants. Stadium is a large genus of succulents in the family of Carusulae. It's primarily native to Rocky Mountains environment in the Northern Hemisphere, but is also found in the Southern Hemisphere in Africa and South America. It was originally described by Carl Linnaeus in the 1759 as genus with about 600 species, but now it's been reduced to 450 by forming up to 32 secretes. The members of this genus are commonly known as stone corps because many gardeners joke that only stones need less care and can live longer. Stadiums are quite a diverse group of plants that includes annual, biannual, and perennial ground covers. Subserbs and serbs. They have thick stems and active, fleshy, colorful leaves that vary from small and needle-like to large, flattened, and cylindrical. Their foliage color changes through the season in wide range of colors from green, blue, yellow, orange, red, even to purple. Star-shaped, generally five-pentacled flowers usually appear in clusters and come in shades of pink, red, or even white. They are highly attractive to bees and butterflies, so many gardeners select these plants simply for that reason. Most stadiums bloom in the summer and the fall. The genus name Stadium differs from the Latin sedeo, meaning to sit, and referring to growing habits. They sit and sprawl over the rocks on the walls. Now we're going to talk about the growing conditions for stadium, because stadium can tolerate a wide range of harsh conditions. They make for a great choice in most gardens. They are also excellent for most containers. But what type of light do they need? Let's find out. Light. These succulents grow best in location where they will enjoy the full sun at least 6 or more hours per day. Most species will tolerate partial shade, but not thrive in deep shade. Keep indoor stadiums in a sunny window or under artificial lights. It will help them live longer. Soil. Stadiums do not like to sit in waterlogged soil, so drainage is essential to prevent their roots from rotting. You're going to want to choose a gritty, well-draining soil so that the plant can survive a bit longer. Their ability to thrive, even in shallow, poor, sandy, or rocky soil, has made the plant a popular choice for every green roof garden you can find. Temperature. Stadiums can tolerate freezing temperatures. Most are cold hardy in the USDA hardiness zone 5A to 9B, that is minus 20 to 30 degrees Fahrenheit or 28.9 to minus 1.1 Celsius. Some species like Stadium saxangulare will tolerate temperatures down to USDA hardiness zone 4A or minus 30 Fahrenheit or 34.4 degrees Celsius. Stadiums are also tolerant of heat and drought. keep indoor stadiums at a temperature between 60 and 70 degrees Fahrenheit, that is 15 to 20 degrees Celsius. Through the winter, when the temperatures drop below 50 degrees Fahrenheit, 10 degrees Celsius, the plant will start to become dormant. General care for stadium. Once established, stadium require little care, making them an excellent choice for beginners. When you water the plant, stadium plants are drought tolerant but need some water. They do their best with regular watering from spring through fall. Water thoroughly and wait for the soil to dry out before watering again. Young stadiums will need supplemental water for the first couple of weeks to establish roots. In many regions, established plants need only rainfall. Avoid wetting the leaves, stems, and flower when watering. Container-grown plants often require more water than the counterparts growing in open soil. Fertilizing. A balanced organic fertilizer each spring is generally all stadiums require. As long as the plants are divided annually and provided with fresh soil, feeding is not necessary. Repotting. Stadiums in containers do require a little more care than those in the gardens. Repot your plants when they outgrow their current pot by moving them out to a larger container to hold the plant better. Spring is the best time to repot stadiums. Make sure the soil is dry before you begin your repotting. Pruning. Pruning is not necessary unless stadium plants are getting wild and out of control. You can clean them a bit up after the winter by removing any dead or damaged leaves or branches. I hope this podcast has been everything you needed to know in order to grow and care for your stadium. And like always, remember to subscribe to our channel. You can find us on succulentsnetwork.com or on YouTube/succulentsnetwork. Feel free to join our community. Bye.